Hello, everybody. Let's talk about conventions. I have some stories to tell. I'm sure Frisk does, too.
I've got a couple. I haven't gone to many cons.
I've been going to cons since I was around 12, 13 years old. How long have you been going to cons?
My first con was in, I think, my sophomore year of high school. So I must have been around 15.
All right, my first con was a little tiny con in New Hampshire called DronCon. And it was, like, the bottom room of a hotel. They got a few voice actors to be there. Like, I met Flame Princess, I met Brony Curious, and boy, did that work out well. And, like, I won the cosplay competition in third place, and I went to a rave. And I was like, yes, I am the new Holly Conrad. I am Yaya Han, and I feel so stupid about that now. But there weren't that many cringe stories to tell from that one, because I want to cringe when we listen to this back.
Yeah, my first con is this itty-bitty con called UConn. It's the only con I've been to. I went back to that one a couple of times. I have some cringe stories from that. So, UConn is a con that took place in
Eugene,
Oregon, in this tiny little event center in the middle of town. And there's only... It was small. The whole con took up two rooms.
Oh, jeez.
There was, like, the vendors hall, and then there was, like, the stage area with all the
fun shit.
The, like, costume context, and, anyways, the first day that I went, I was cosplaying as Dave Strider.
Homestuck. Ew, you like Homestuck? Holy shit!
Okay, Trickster.
Shut up, Undertale name.
Anyways, I was going as Dave Strider. I had a real sword. it was piecebound, which is how I was able to bring it in, but it was a real sword.
Shouldn't have been. Shouldn't have been.
What do you mean?
It shouldn't have been peacebound. Just kill someone at the anime convention.
Anyways.
Damn it.
Why? If this... It was like a Japanese sword, if that makes this any more cringe.
It was a Minecraft sword, like the foam one.
No, it was a wakizashi.
Hmm.
Anyways, so I... This was a small enough con that if you wanted to, you could go around and gather every single person cosplaying from a single fandom if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did. We walked around the convention. We met up with, I think it was another Dave.
Was that the apple juice story?
No, that was a couple years later.
Okay.
So the other Dave and myself walked around the convention like three or four times and gathered as many Homestuck cosplayers as we could possibly find. There were like six Daves in total.
Hi.
And we got a couple Carcats, and there were two Terezis. And they're not Aridin, but Aridin's like ancestor.
Cronus, the hot one.
Yeah, sure. The greaser dude.
Let me be horny.
Okay, but he's a piece of shit.
Let me be horny.
Okay, anyways. there was a Cronus. Cronus had a ukulele.
Yes, the Steven Universe AU.
But so we grabbed, like, a classroom-sized group of people. Mm-hmm. All various Homestuck cosplays. This is where I met Mom Lalonde.
Oh, God.
And that, dear listeners, was a cosplayer dressed as Mom Lalonde who walked around with an empty martini glass and would pretend to take a sip and made everyone call her Mom.
That's what I love about conventions. And we talked about this in a couple of other podcast episodes. Like, I love going to a convention And one of my favorite things is seeing people sit on the floor, TM. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, yeah.
Like, they all sit in, like, the clown doll position, too, with their burger and their boba tea. It costs, like, $17.
Yeah. let's see. But we all sat in a circle, and Cronus played ukulele, and a bunch of people were singing Broadway Homestuck songs.
Don't bring that up.
Well, you said you wanted it to be cringe. I've got cringe stories.
No more cringe. We're done with cringe. Society perhaps a need for cringe.
and then, let's see. The two Terezis, both of them were fucking weird. One of them was all like, can I give you some lipstick? And I was like, what? And she applied a fresh coat of black lipstick and then kissed me.
Mmm.
And I was like, okay.
I want to go home now.
And the other one walked up to me, went, hi, Dave. And I was like, hi. And then she licked my face and walked away.
I was not expecting that. Did you ever interact after that?
No. I don't know where she went. I don't. Let's see.
I'm sorry. That bitch was diseased, probably. are you done, Gordon? Can I tell my horror story about Jane Crocker?
I've got one more day of this convention, but you can go first if you want.
No, you go first.
Okay, so the second day I went as Sans Undertale.
And that's our podcast, everybody.
and it was like a human sense or whatever. I didn't have a mask. It was just, I've got my blue hoodie and I wore like, I used to like actually wear basketball shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I used to dress like a cis boy.
Give me that.
No, it was awful. That's the worst fashion sense in the world. So it was like basketball shorts, regardless of the weather, and then like the polo shirts and the tank tops.
Oh my god, stop.
I said it was bad. But so I had basketball shorts just laying around. So I wore, you know, sneakers and basketball shorts and a white tee and the hoodie. And I had like Burger King ketchup packets that I would like throw at people.
Oh my god.
Anyways, that day, the Homestuck cosplayers were back, and they remembered me. And that's a terrifying sentence. I don't like that they remembered
me. And then they remembered. Right? Do you remember?
Shut. But so they remembered me, and there was...
They shot you.
I wish. But there was another Sans cosplayer who like actually had like a head.
Mm-hmm.
And a papyrus that was mm-hmm. with him, also with a head. The Homestucks, other Sans, papyrus, myself, and, I think there were a couple furries.
Nice.
All were, like, hanging out in front of the con. We weren't even inside.
Mm-hmm.
And the Homestucks go, hey, let's play Spin the Bottle. So they take, like, a Ramune bottle,
mm-hmm.
and they get, like, a big circle thing, and they're all like, we're playing Spin the Bottle, and they pull me in, they're like, have you ever played Spin the Bottle? I'm like, what's Spin the Bottle? And they're like, oh, that's fun. So they don't explain what this game is. But there were, like, I mean, we were all kids, but they were, like, younger, like, middle schoolers.
Yeah, that's what's kind of awkward.
Well, but, so, the older people who put the circle together were all like, okay, well, so instead of, doing, you have to, like, ask.
Mm-hmm.
And if the person doesn't want to kiss, you have to give them a hug instead. Mm-hmm. So that was nice, and I didn't get kissed that day, and I appreciated that.
Nice.
But...
I think we should give a second episode for my story, so they're a little bit more intense.
Oh, boy.
Like, we've mentioned Oma Knife. I'm not sure what to call him, because I don't want to validate him by calling him Oma.
Right.
What should we call him? Ratman Genius. Ratboy Genius. Because, like, if I say his name, people are going to know who runs this podcast. Outside of my voice, I mean.
Call him Piss Boy.
Yeah, Piss Boy. Any more stories you want to tell for the next 5 minutes?
That was the first con that I went to both days. I only went 2 days.
You don't go all four?
It only lasted three because it's such a small con.
Most of mine are like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sometimes Monday. And then it's like, Jesus Christ, I cannot wear this cosplay for like 4 days in a row.
Yeah, no, it's a small cosplay in a small town, so.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah. I will honorable mention of the cosplay contest at the end of that one that I didn't participate in.
Mm-hmm.
There were a bunch of really nice cosplays that went across. My favorite one was Jack Skellington cosplay. The cosplayer was on stilts.
Oh! Tall man.
Yeah, stilts and like had like made a head mm-hmm. instead of using makeup. And it was just really nice. And that person lost to someone cosplaying the Joker from, at the time, the most recent Batman movie.
Was that Suicide Squad?
I don't think... Maybe?
It was probably Heath Ledger, because that's the most popular one.
Maybe.
I don't care about DC or Marvel. I just like like the Lego Batman movie and like Harley Quinn, and that's it.
Right. I haven't actually watched most of like Batman movies or whatever. I watched
Oh, they
one.
Suck. It's Marvel.
That's DC.
Whatever.
Actually.
I'm not white, so I don't know this.
Anyways, but the Joker cosplayer won, even though it was like you can closet cosplay the Joker, honestly.
Me or just in general?
In general. He just wears like a suit.
Why so serious,
it's
Batman?
Like, it's like a suit, a wig, and face paint. Anyways, he won because he had, before, like, prior to cosplaying the Joker, he just, like, had a Joker tattoo on his hand.
That is so fucking funny.
And the person was all like, wow, dedication to the cosplay.
Bitch, no, that ain't!
So he won. And I think everyone was really mad about that.
We got 4 more minutes. Want to say anything else? Gay rights?
Gay rights, I think. See, do I have any other wild ones?
I can't believe
this. The apple juice story. Do you want me to tell the apple juice story?
Sure.
So a couple years later, I go back dressed as Dave again, but not with a sword. Instead of bringing a sword, I bring like a 6-pack of apple juice. And we find a bunch of, I brought a friend. We found a bunch of other Homestuck cosplayers, and we all sat down to play Cards Against Humanity. And there are, like, there's a number of Daves here. And I bring out the apple juice, and one of the other Daves goes, "Aw, shit, you're the ultimate Dave." And all of the other Daves take their shades off and put their shades on top of my shades.
That's so, like, 2014. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was after 2014, though.
It was, like, 2016, maybe?
I want to say...
Was it before the Homestuck hiatus? Like, the long hiatus.
God, I don't remember.
Give me that.
Well, I think I got into Homestuck in that long hiatus and then, like, just binged the whole fucking...
Give me that.
Give
me that now.
I stayed up every night for a month straight just reading Homestuck.
Don't do that ever again.
I'm not gonna.
Yiffany Longstock.
What the fuck? But so, I'm trying to remember who was president at the time.
Reagan? Wait, no.
No? I wasn't alive during Reagan's presidency. I'm not that old.
You're sure.
I'm very sure.
Because you're very old, babe.
I'm not.
You're like a year older than me, right?
Yeah. It's like
I meant to say Biden. That's not even right. When was Biden president? Like 5 years
Biden
ago?
Biden was never president.
Yes, he was.
He was vice president.
No, he was president.
You mean there's Obama?
Biden. No, Biden and there's little Biden. I'm thinking of George Bush.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
I think this is a good point to end off. Anyways, remember your presidents, kids, and don't cosplay Homestuck. Anything you have to say for us for the last 30 seconds?
Even if it's peacebound, don't bring a real sword to a convention.
Bring a gun instead.
No!